setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, Ken Coleman.
Coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how you can get there. It's a different kind of talk radio program. We're talking purpose, not politics. You don't have to look to Washington, D.C., or your government, wherever you hail from. You need to look inward. The answers to the age-old question, what should I do with my life, reside inside of you. We're going to look at what you do best, talent. The work you love to do most, passion, and the results of your work that matter deeply to you, mission. When you get clear on what those are and how they intersect, then you figure out where your contribution is. It is your sweet spot. Just as if an athlete hits a ball on the sweet spot of the instrument they're using and it looks and feels effortless and it creates maximum performance that people marvel at. That's what we're talking about. What's your sweet spot? How do you get there? That's what we talk about. 844-747-2577. It is a caller-focused program. It's for you. I'm your coach. I'm your career coach, America. Come on, let's go. 844-747-2577. Let's start it off with Amy, who joins us in Chicago, Illinois. Amy, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Amy.
How are you?
I am living the dream. What's up?
Okay, so I have a question. So I was working in typical 9-to-5 job that I wasn't crazy about, but I mean, it paid the bills, so I got pretty comfortable there. And then when COVID hit, I was furloughed. During the time of being furloughed, I kind of picked up a side hobby of just getting free furniture off of like Facebook Marketplace and flipping it for some extra money.
Yeah.
And now it seems like I'm not going to go back to work anytime soon. So now I'm kind of like in panic mode, and I don't know if I should find another 9-to-5 job or if I should kind of work harder at this furniture flipping.
I think the answer might be both. How much are you making on flipping furniture?
Not a lot. I haven't been taking it too serious. Just like whenever I have some free time, I have a few furnitures that I'll like find on the side of the road or I'll find for free. So just when I'll probably be making like close to a few $100 a week, maybe like $300, $400 a week.
Okay, good. So let's just play with $300 a week, and that's you just, you know, kind of messing around. You're not really serious about it. You're doing it when you can or whatever. So $300 a week. What were you making? What was your salary or hourly rate before you got furloughed?
$50,000 annually.
$50,000, okay. Is this flipping furniture, is this something that you really, really love? Like you enjoy the whole prospect of it, restoring something and then selling it?
I've always been really creative, so I've always felt stuck in my 9-to-5 jobs.
Yeah.
So I've always, like, I've loved to draw, I love to paint in my free time. So, like, this was more like of a hobby to me.
Yeah.
But okay. I've always felt like I needed a creative outlet.
Yeah. Okay. So what have you been doing to pay the bills this whole time?
Luckily, I'm still at home, and so I don't have any debt.
Oh, great.
So luckily, I don't really need.
Oh, yeah, good. Oh, this much, is great news. You're living with mom and dad.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, because that's what I was trying to figure out. I was like, well, so here's my point. I would not panic because nothing's really changed. You've been furloughed for months, and you're okay. You're with mom and dad. You're safe. You're not a deadbeat. You're not sitting around playing video games all day long. That's not who you are. So there's no need to panic. If they don't bring you back and you don't think they're going to bring you back, don't panic. Let's just go get a day job. And that gets you stability. Okay, just get some income coming in, get you back up on your feet. You have no debt, so you know get a fully funded emergency fund if you don't already have it, and kind of get stable. And then while you're getting stable, you're dreaming about what is that ultimate dream job? What is that? Because you don't have to turn this furniture restoration business into a full time gig. If it's just a nice creative outlet for you that makes you some side money, great. But the real question I have, you knew I was going to ask you this. What is it that you ultimately want to do?
I think that's where I've been stuck at, because I have been, I've been stuck at my 9-to-5 job, and I've always been thinking, do I go back to school and try to find something where I could be more creative in my workspace? And now when COVID hit, now it's just kind of everything.
Okay,
it's
so listen.
I have to make a decision now.
You do. And the answer to your question is, you got to reverse the question. You said, do I go back to school and find something to do creatively in my work? And it should be, should I find something, multiple things that allow me to be creative in my work? That's the question. The answer is yes. Then if school is the only way or the best way to be able to get that qualifier, that ticket to the dance, right? To get qualified. If that's the only way, college, or the best way, then you decide on school. But you don't go to school and then try to figure it out. That's a recipe for frustration. So let's have some fun for a minute. Will you agree to just dream with me and not worry about the details?
Yeah.
What would you do from a creative standpoint if you knew you could not fail? I guaranteed you success. But you didn't have to commit to it. But you just tried it in the sense of you knew you were going to be successful and you got to say, all right, let's see what this is really like. Creatively, in work, what would you do? Say it.
I'm not sure. I feel like I would want to do.
I know you're
painting,
not.
Like art.
There you go. See, what was happening while you were pausing is a bunch of ideas are running through your head. And when you say, I'm not sure, what you're really saying is, I'm not sure which one I want to mention to you, Kent, as opposed to just blurting it out. So I'm going to ask you again. Say it. Tell me exactly what's at the top of your mind right now. What would you do? What would you try?
Art.
There you go. What kind of art?
Painting.
Very good. So why don't you do some of that too? Do you know what I'm saying? You're at home, go get a day job, get you some stability, and commit to take your painting to the next level. Let's see what that looks like. Paint some stuff and let's sell it. You've already proven that you can sell restored furniture. What if you combined your love of painting and restoring things? What if you took something that could be restored, but also you put your own style of painting on it? I think about, what if you found a, let me throw something at you. I've only got about a minute, but I want to see how you respond to this. What if you found a mirror for free on Facebook, or you saw a mirror on the side of the road, and the glass was intact, the frame a little beat up, but could be fixed and repaired, and you sand it down to nothing, and what if you decided, let's say it had about a 3-inch border all the way around the mirror, and what if you decided to paint that? Something happy and fun and feminine or something, and some little girl would love to have that in her room. What about trying a project like that, and you sell that to a mom for $50 to hang in her daughter's room because it's so girly, and you also put your creative spin on it? What about something like that? What do you think of that?
Yeah, I would love to do something like that.
Start doing some of that. So don't just restore. Find some things that you can put your own painting, design, and style on and start selling those things. Get an online account. Do it more. Let's see what happens. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Ken Coleman here with my wife, Stacy. Studies show that smiling improves your physical and emotional health.
That's why we love the Burst Sonic toothbrush.
The unique soft charcoal bristles powerfully remove plaque-causing bacteria.
I really love the three modes, whitening, sensitive, and massage, and they look fantastic on our counter.
Burst Smart and Affordable Replacement Head Subscription is just $6 every 90 days. So visit burstoralcare.com and use the code KEN to grab a Burst brush for as low as $49.99. That's burstoralcare.com. Oh, yeah, we got the juice here on the Ken Coleman Show. Where does that juice come from? What are you talking about? What do you mean, juice? What is this, an infomercial on my radio dial? No. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you discover what you were created to do and then come up with a plan to get there. We're going to talk about that contribution in your work life. Life is too short to be miserable on Mondays and try to make it to happy hour on Fridays. It's just too short. That's a recipe for misery. So we want to help you reclaim Mondays. So we got the juice because we're in our sweet spot. We're using our talent, what we do best, to perform our passion, work we love to do, to produce our mission, accomplish our mission, which is creating the results that matter deeply to us. And so you do that, you got the juice, even on the days where you don't feel good, even on the hard days. This idea that, if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. That is the biggest bunch of hogwash I've ever heard in my entire life. It sounds good. It looks good on a motivational poster, but it's categorically false. I love what I do and I work my butt off, but it's worth it. I got the juice because I'm seeing results that matter deeply to me attached to the work and the effort. So do you want that? Come on. Who's listening going, I think that's possible. Can I really? I do want it. Well, then it starts with getting clear. That's stage one. Stage two is get qualified. Stage three is get connected. Stage four is get started. Stage five, get promoted. Stage six, get your dream job. Stage seven, give yourself away. That's the progression. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. Atlanta, Georgia is where we go next. James is on the line. James, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, what's up?
James, I'm living the dream. What's going on with you?
I'm kind of in this weird state right now. Thanks for taking my call, though.
Hey, man, I'm here to help.
I'm a sophomore. Yeah, thanks, man. So I'm a sophomore in college right now, and I'm going for a computer science degree. And I've been coding for a long time. I've been in the computer science world for like the past 4 years, making software and stuff, learning how to do all the, learning all these skills and everything, stuff to put on the resume and also stuff that I really think has made me a better developer.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of in this meh area in college, right? It's like I'm still taking these prerequisite courses. I'm not really being fulfilled by even the classes that are in my subject because it's like, I feel like I'm just kind of doing the stuff I've always done.
Yeah, it's like it's like taking a mechanic. A guy who's been working on cars for 6, 7, 8 years and going, hey, we're going to put you into community college. I think it'd be good to brush up on their mechanics 101 course. And the guy's sitting there going, are you kidding me? This
exactly.
is a joke.
That's exactly it. And I'm kind of in this crossroads right now. So I applied this fall, to go to a more intense college in the spring. But I don't know if that's the solution because it's just, I feel like it'd be taken away from the projects that I could possibly do on my own time that I really love doing because education just has never been my favorite thing to do in the first place. I really just love working on my own time and developing what I want to, want to develop and not really following such a strict curriculum.
Yep. James,
but it's also,
I'm releasing you. That's why you called. Am I right?
Yeah,
let's just cut to the chase because I'm on your team. I'm on Team James here. And you called to ask me, you're trying to beat around the bush because it feels weird to say. You're going, should I be in college as opposed to should I just be getting right back into the programming world and doing what it is I know I'm really good at and what I really love to do? I feel like I'm wasting away, Ken. Is that true? That's what you. That's why. Am I reading your mind?
How'd you know? That's crazy.
No, I didn't read your mind. I've just done a lot of phone calls like this, and I know. And what I teach leads to this kind of stuff. James, walk away. Are your parents going to be upset at you if you do this?
It's a lot of things, right? It's my parents. They're like, because they're used to the traditional education. They're like, you need to get a real traditional education. I'm like, guys, I could go to a boot camp and in 6 months to a year, get the same, probably better education. And I'll love what I'm doing. And then there's my friends who tell me it's really stupid. Like it's not a good idea to get out of college because it's the only thing they know. But
not true.
Whenever I ask them, whenever I ask them, I'm like, hey, why should I stay in college? They're like, well, because we all go to college. And I'm like, that's not.
Yeah. So, James, who do you want to listen to, me or your friends?
I kind of want to listen to the experts. Yeah, you.
Yeah, it's not because right? I'm an expert. It's not because I'm an expert. I think it's because I'm right. You know you're wasting away. It's why you started laughing. You're like, how in the world do you know that? Yeah. Like, I know it because of what you just told me. You are in school doing a bunch of prerequisite nonsense classes to then get you to some upper level courses that still might not even teach you what you already have done. Am I right or wrong?
You're right.
Tell your mom and dad you love them, you respect them, show them the facts, show them the 6 months thing that you could take and how that's going to place you into the marketplace making X amount of dollars, and in the time it's going to take you to get the stupid college degree, you're going to make this amount of money. Show them that. Put some numbers there. And not because you got to get their permission, because you don't. But I do think you want their blessing, and I think that's valuable to get their blessing. And I want mom and dad to actually listen to what you have to say. But if you put it down as in a real clear plan, a path forward, and show them the results, of course they're going to be fine with you leaving.
Right. And I don't even think about, like, maybe dropping out fully, like maybe just going part-time in school and then doing more full-time boot camp.
Why would you go part-time for school? To do what? Hang out with your friends?
You're right.
Be bored in class?
You're right. Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong.
I know I'm not. Yeah, you're going to sit in class and you're going to be thinking about how much money you're spending and how much time you're wasting.
Yeah. No, you're completely right. I know. I guess it's so hard because everyone tells you, they're like, no, you need a degree. No one's going to take you seriously without one. But I'm like,
listen, your friends have no stinking idea what they're talking about. They're clueless. They don't have a clue. You know. I'm not telling you anything that has turned a light bulb on for you in this phone call. Everything I've said is something you've already thought.
Right.
So I'm not right. You're right. I'm just telling you that you're right. James, drop out. See you later. I'm not wasting any more time in these stupid classes because they're stupid for you. They may be great for somebody else, but for you, it's a waste of time. That, to me, is stupid.
Intentionally
wasting your time is stupid. I'm going to keep saying it. So the college classes aren't stupid. But wasting your time in those college classes that have no relevance to you is stupid. I love saying that. It's making some people really uncomfortable right now, and it's good for you folks. Because James is exactly what I was ranting about on yesterday's YouTube show. I've said it over and over and over again. The only reason a kid like James or any kid should go to college is if it is the only way or the best way to get them where they want to be. And James has already been coding and programming for years, and he's a sophomore. Coding is the future. He can go do a boot camp for 6 months, get uber qualified, make a lot of money. James, I hope I've driven the nail completely through the wood. Joe, that's what I'm trying to do there. Do you know what I mean? There's nailing something to the wall, and then there's nailing and nailing and nailing to where it punches a hole in the wall. That's me. I'm trying to punch a hole in this cultural wall that says your kid is not going to be as successful, or your kid is not going to have enough esteem if they don't go to college. It's an absolute marketing message, and everybody has swallowed it whole. And I'm telling you, it's a marketing message. They also told you that milk does a body good. I'll let you go research whether or not that's true. Oh, by the way, they used to market cigarettes to you as well. Go do the research on that. They also market all kinds of medication that you don't need. Go do the research on that. Wake up, America. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back. This is the Ken Coleman Show, part of the Ramsey Media Network, coming to you live from our gorgeous world headquarters in Nashville, Tennessee. Thrilled to have you with us as we take on the age-old question, what should I do with my life? And we're looking at it from a work standpoint. So we're bringing some purpose, your why, to the conversation here on Talk Radio. Thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Hey, the coronavirus has rocked everybody's world on some level. And some of you are trying to cut costs wherever you can. And you're looking towards your benefits, your insurance, whatever you can do to cut costs. And we've got a great little free tool. It takes 5 minutes, called the Coverage Checkup. It's on my website, kencoleman.com/checkup. And here's the deal. This takes you 5 minutes to go, is there some coverage that I need in these uncertain times? Or do I have too much coverage and I could save some actual money? That's essentially what this checkup does. And it's really, really valuable. So I love to tell you about it from time to time. Did I mention it's free? kencoleman.com/checkup. Check it out. All right, to the phones we go. Marita joins us in Salt Lake City, Utah. Marita, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken Coleman. How are you?
I am living the dream. What's going on?
I called you because I need your help to figure out my career path. And what do you think about these 5 career interests that I have in mind, and if my plan is doable, being that I am 40 years old?
Okay. All right. So what do we want to do? Do we want to go through 1 through 5 real quick?
Yes.
Okay.
So, but may I please start by saying that English is my second language, so please bear with me.
Oh my gosh, you're doing wonderful. I would have never known that.
Oh, thank you for that.
Yeah. Listen, English is my first language, and I'm known to jarble it, so no worries here.
Okay, thank you.
All right, take off. Number one is?
Number one is I am interested in being a business operation trainer.
Okay.
Number two, business operation manager. So I'm doing it as in steps. So like I'm thinking of like working myself up there.
Yep.
And number three is a whole different field. So paralegal,
mm-hmm.
That's maybe in 6-7 years.
Okay.
And then attorney, maybe 8-15 years, of course, through school and all.
Mm-hmm.
And then before I retired at age 70, 75, ultimate is immigration judge. So that's many years later.
Wow. I love this.
So, can I please start with the background real quick?
Yep, go ahead.
So you can understand what kind of person I am, personality, and all that. So with my background, I've wasted like, you know, from 18 to 30 years old, you know, years of building a long history of work ethics with companies. So I've been jumping from companies to companies, and most of my experiences was from like customer service in retail stores. I've experienced like being a supervisor in another store for a year or two. And I was also advised and was given feedbacks from managers that I can be a good manager and I can be a great trainer
mm-hmm.
in recent years of my working. So all those years I've wasted it. I just barely fast forward 10 years later. I'm 40 years old now, you know, and most of that 10 years ago was like home mom for my children.
Mm-hmm.
And I am confident where I am comfortable where I'm at right now, that children are, I have 3 children, so they're grown up. 15-year-old is my teen. They're in high school, and I have the youngest is 7. So, you know, I feel like they're all in school, and I'm to the point where I need to find where I belong in my career life.
Yeah.
So I worked with this company for 7 months now. So like I said, barely like.
What are you doing? What are you doing for this company?
I was promoted after a month of package handler, and I promoted as an administrative, doing quality assurance for customers.
Okay.
So yes, we.
Let me ask you this: is the training, when you say business ops training and business ops managing, that's basically in a leadership position in operations, and then training others in operations. Are both of those positions, at least functionally, the functional positions, are those both in your current company?
Yes.
Yeah. And do you know what it would take for you to get qualified to be able to step into either one of those positions, the training role or the manager role?
One thing I know is through my presentation of work. of course, and how I present myself there to then work myself up.
Right. So my point is that if you don't know, you can learn, hey, these are the qualifications necessary to step into this position at this company. You need to make sure that you know what that might look like. It's essentially, what does the ladder look like to the training position or the ladder to the supervisor manager position? And if you know what it takes and you get after it, then both of those positions, it's feasible, it's possible that you could step into those roles in your own company. So the idea of being 40 years old as it relates to those two positions, and is it too late, Ken? Because that's what you're essentially saying or asking. It's not too late, and you can definitely step into those, whether you do in your current company or in another company. But you're very clear. Stage one of my seven stages to meaningful work, stage one is get clear. You're clear. You got five options you gave me. It's all about stage two, getting qualified. And in the stage two of getting qualified, you have to ask a few questions. Number one, what do I need to learn? That would be any type of certification or college degree or whatever. That's the education question. The second question is, what do I need to do? That's the experience question. What experience is needed for me to step up into this role? The third question is what is it going to cost me if I've got to get some additional education or training? What's that going to cost me? That's the economic question. And the final question is how long is all of this education and experience going to take? That's the expectation question. You've already really started that by saying for the paralegal, maybe 6 to 7 years, or to be an attorney, 6 to 7 years. So you've really already begun that process there. So I'm telling you, you being 40, you got plenty of time. I'm 46. Don't be making me feel old, Marina. All right? You got plenty of time. So you can do this. The question is, of those five, which one would you do if you had to choose one and you could only choose one? Which one would you choose?
And, you know, I'm thinking of trying this trainer manager position for many years and see if I'm still interested in keeping this company.
Yeah.
Working there,
uh-huh.
And then try paralegal attorney way later on if manager is not my thing.
Yeah. Well, I think it's okay. It's your decision, not my decision. The question is, do you like leading people?
Yes.
Yeah. How does it make you feel when you do a good job of solving a people problem or a process problem with a person? How does that make you feel?
I feel really good.
Yeah. I don't know that paralegal is an option for you because I think you might be bored out of your skull.
Mm.
I think you really enjoy that, the process and people side of things. But here's the deal. I don't think you have to step into the managerial position to know if you like it or not. I think you can start having lunch and coffee and talking to people who are in similar positions, whether it be in your current company or in another company. And by talking to them and essentially doing a research paper, like you would in college or in high school, you do a research paper on what their job entails, everything involved, the good, the bad, the process for getting there, how they got there, what they love most about it. And by doing that, your heart's going to say, yes, Marita, yes, or no, stay away. At that point, I think you do the same thing with talking with a paralegal. So before you make any decision, you should be in conversation with people that are at managerial level in the operations positions, and you need to be hanging out with some paralegals and talk to them. And by getting the information from them, this is the proximity principle. Get around people who are doing what you think you want to do or what you know you want to do. And then the clarity comes. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
So I think you do that now. I want you to do that now. Before you decide which path to take, then it's going to inform the path that you should take. Marita, you're awesome. Believe in yourself. Thank you so much for calling. You have got an incredible future in front of you. 40 is not too old. Get after it. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where we help men and women get clear on what it is that they're supposed to do with their life. That's right. But we're going to look at that work focus not preaching workaholism or that it's all about achievement, achievement, achievement. In fact, it's not about that at all. It's not about how hard you work and trying to create this image on social media that you work hard and hustle harder than everybody else. No, it's about you being where you're supposed to be, being in your sweet spot, the intersection of your talent, your passion, and your mission. And we're going to help you figure out what all three of those are. The answers all lie within you. And once you figure that out, woo, clarity, great clarity. And then once you're clear on what you want to do, why you want to do it, where you want to do it, now you're ready to step from stage one, get clear, into stage two, which is get qualified. What do you need to learn? What do you need to do? How long is that going to take? Excuse me, how much is it going to cost? And then how long is that going to take? Those are the four questions in the get qualified stage. Get those answers. You got a plan. Finish the plan. Now you're getting qualified, and then you can start to step into stage three there, which is get connected. You can be getting qualified and getting connected at the same time so that you can step into stage four, get started. Step up, step in. Eventually, you're going to get promoted, stage five, and then eventually get the dream job, stage six. Now what? Expand the dream. Give yourself away, stage seven. So what stage are you in? Let's help you. 844-747-2577 is the number. Fredericksburg, Virginia is up next. Caitlin is on the line there. Caitlin, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
Okay, so I wanted to get some help in clarity. I don't think I'm very clear about what it is I want to do. Mm-hmm. I'm a barista at Starbucks right now, and I love the company and for different reasons. But if I'm being honest, it can be a very stressful environment to work in. And the really great thing is God is refining me in it. I've grown so much, and the people I work with, I've never had a work family before, and I do here. However, I'm 8 months pregnant. I want to help my husband with income. Mm-hmm. I need flexibility. There's this opportunity to sell life insurance. A friend of mine from church is actually into it right now. And she's, as much as it's not exactly like a dream position idea for me, but there's a lot of flexibility. It's commission. And I could honestly, like, my heart's desire is to serve the Lord and serve his kingdom. And I don't exactly know how to do that, where I can get paid. Like, that's my something in working in that.
Yeah.
Where I'm serving God is where
what's the type of is, but, what's the type of work? If you were going to list out for me two or three tasks, just think about a task or a role in a workplace. What would be the work that you would love to do if I paid you for it and you didn't have to worry about failing? Yeah. Just you say, Ken, if I did this kind of work all day, I know that I would enjoy it because I'm good at it and I've always loved this kind of work. What is that work? Don't worry about a job title. Just tell me about the work, the role, the function, the task.
Okay. Teaching. I love teaching. I'm actually a barista trainer. So when I train people, like, that's the confidence that I get from it, and just also connecting with people, learning about the person.
Yeah. Who would you teach? Who would you teach if I told you didn't have to worry about getting qualified and I just placed you in there tomorrow and you were teaching? Who would you be teaching and what would you be teaching?
Oh my gosh.
Have fun with that. I know it's a big question, but don't make it big. Just answer it. Just pick.
Okay.
Who would you teach? And by the way, let me help you. I'm going to give you some time to think, and I'm going to lead you.
Is it
traditional education, or is it more like you're doing now? See, teaching is, let me pull the word back. It's instructing. I think you have the talent, the gift of instruction. Would you say that's true?
Yes.
All right, so a person with the talent of instruction, well, the question is, are you going to teach in the traditional classroom or are you going to train in the corporate world? Are you teaching older people, younger people? Who are you teaching? Say it. Just blurt something out.
Younger people, and then also I would not want to do traditional
education. So what would you teach? What topic or what would you train people to do?
To be their best self. I mean, honestly...
Okay.
You know, as of right now, I mean, what I teach is the systems and procedures that you have to deal with as a barista in different spots and different positions. And
and I love...
Here's what I want you to consider. I'm running out of time, but I want you to consider this.
Okay.
Corporate training, training in an HR department, but that life insurance job may be a good gig to get your feet wet as you start to discover. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Helping you get unstuck and then on purpose in your life and work. This is the Ken Coleman Show. So excited to have you with us. If you are scared, if you're just full of doubt, struggling with some confidence, or maybe you know that you need to swallow your pride a little bit in order to make some moves forward, this is a safe place for you. Those are common enemies. We all face fear, doubt, and pride. We just do. And this is going to sound negative, but it's meant to be encouraging. Hang with me on this. Fear, doubt, and pride never go away, ever. This notion that you can remove fear, doubt, and pride from your life is just a complete nonsensical idea. However, you can overcome fear, doubt, and pride so that when they keep showing up, and they will, you can sidestep them. A little bullfighting. Ole, 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 and the bull runs by, right? I mean, you can do that with fear, doubt, and pride. And you're going to have to if you're going to be on purpose. So let's help you out. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Altoona, Iowa. Donna is on the line. Donna, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure, Donna. How can I help?
So I just have a question with the use of cell phones at work when you're supposed to be working, when management and supervisors say you're not to use it.
Uh-oh. Okay. So is this a problem with you or other people?
Other people where I work.
Oh, so you're surrounded by coworkers who are on their phones all the time.
Yes, and it affects, like, I pick up the slack from when they don't do what they're supposed to be doing. And we've talked about it, and they say, don't use your cell phones, or we're going to start penalizing you, punishing you, or writing you up, but nothing ever happens.
Yeah. And so this is causing tremendous stress for you from two areas. Number one, you're actually following the rules and doing your work, so that's irritating. And then number two, it's creating more work for you?
Yes.
Sounds like to me, if you've brought it up with leadership, and they... keep scolding but never actually punishing, that is probably never going to change.
Okay.
And so what's going to happen is you're going to get bitter if you're not already. So you got to decide.
Yeah.
I think there's two options here, Donna. Option one is you get over it. You let it go. You know, you just go, look, I'm going to do what I can do. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. And I'm not going to pick up the, I'm not going to, you know, catch the falling plates that my coworkers are creating. Make them catch their own plates. You take care of your business. That's option one. Option two is you leave. You find something else. Thoughts on those two options? Am I missing something?
No, I mean, you're right. I love what I do and I love where I work. It's just, you know, more of it. We're in a customer facing position where,
right,
you know, customers are seeing it and they, you know,
well, but hold on a second. Hold on. This is where the problem lies. So this is really important because you just told me you love what you do and you love where you work, but you're dealing with coworkers who are doing something they're not supposed to do. They're looking at their phones and they're not serving the customer well. And then the leaders are saying, don't do that, but they're not actually holding them accountable. I'm wondering if the reason they're not holding them accountable is because you're picking up the slack. Is that happening?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. So Donna, guess what? If you love what you do and you love where you do it, but you've got a leadership problem, you're going to have to force the leaders to lead. And you don't force them by going in and complaining and filing a complaint. you have to stop picking up the slack. If you're helping one customer, so let me create a scenario that I have to help you understand this. Okay, let's say I go to a counter in an airport. Let's say it's a car rental counter, okay? And there are three agents helping customers. And let's say that you are one of those agents and you're crushing it. You're efficient. You're professional in the way you're treating them. The customer's happy. You're doing a great job. You're helping them. And then there's two other people that are total boneheads, and they're doing an awful job, and it's slow. And you got the whole line of people, and essentially they're kind of going one, two, or three position. You're tracking with this example so far.
Yep.
Okay. Here's what you do. You've got to do a good job, such an excellent job, that all of the people that are waiting on the two boneheads are hoping they get you, and they see it. They can go, now this gal, Donna, is a rock star. I am waiting to get Donna. And they go to the manager and they complain or whatever, and they're complaining about the other two boneheads. But they're going, Donna's awesome. You need more Donnas and less of these two boneheads over here. But the more you take that scenario and you go, Hey, sorry, everybody. I'll help. Yeah, come over here. And I'll help if there's a problem over here because this person isn't doing the job. And you go, okay, I'll step over here. And then I'll step over here. And you're running back and forth and you're just catching all the plates falling off the shelves. And you're trying to do it because you want to take good care of the customer, and you can see the customer being frustrated and you have huge empathy. Am I sounding like you?
Yeah, you are.
Guess what? You're actually covering for those people. Are you a parent by any chance, Donna?
Yes.
Yeah. Don't you think it's time that if we got three kids and one of the kid does their chores and does the right thing, that person gets awarded and the other two get punished or they just don't get blessing because they just don't do anything? And we kind of need the parents to notice. Don't we think that? And the only way they're going to notice is when you let the others, except for the one kid in your family is trying to help the other two not get in trouble. No, I tell that kid, hey, you do what you're supposed to do, and if your brother and sister can't pull it together, it's their problem.
Yep, exactly.
So it's time for you to let it go.
Okay.
You know what you can do, though, when you see that customer that someone else is helping that's getting frustrated? Focus on taking care of your customer.
Yep, exactly. Okay.
Crush it. But stop helping the other people. Stop fixing their problems. It's just making what you said is a job you love and a place that you love to do it. It's making it miserable. It's because you're trying to solve too many problems. Just do you. Do the best. And you know what? Shine the light on how bad the others are by only taking care of your customers. Now, look, if you can assist and help, great. But if you can't, stop trying to pick up the slack.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
Be free, Donna. Just be you. Trust me, leadership's going to start to notice. And if they come to you and go, hey, how come you're not picking up the slack anymore? You go, because I can't. It's exhausting me, and I love what I do. So I'm trying to be the best I can for you. I can't pick up the slack for them anymore. I've told you about this. They're breaking the rules. I'm going to keep following the rules. I'm going to keep doing a great job. And then they're going to be forced to deal with it and fix the problem. And after a while, if it still affects you, even though you try to separate yourself from it, then it is time to leave. And go in a healthy culture where serving the customer is the mission. That's part of the problem, is your leadership is poor, your leadership is weak, and they don't really care about the customer, even though they might say they do. So I am a little concerned, but I also want to focus mostly on the fact you love the work and you love where you do it. And let's keep you in a healthy place. And I think you're such an incredible woman, and your integrity and character is so high that it's put you in that situation. And that's okay. That's totally okay. But it's time for you to put a boundary up and not allow yourself to be negatively impacted by the lack of work that your coworkers are putting in. You know, and sometimes, folks, the best light we can shine on our coworkers is not telling on them. It's not complaining or filing a complaint. It's just you be the model. Model the way. And only focus on modeling the way. If you do that, you're going to set the bar that sometimes leadership can't even identify. Ooh, I'm preaching now. Sometimes leadership is so bad they can't identify the bar, so you be the bar. All right, folks, my time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter. You do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Christy Wright Show.
Hey y'all, I'm Christy Wright. You know, it's so easy to feel stuck. You live life just going through the motions, doing dishes, doing laundry, carpool lines, and a whole list of commitments that bring you no joy. We say yes to what everyone expects of us, and we have no energy or time for what we want. And let's be honest, most of the time, we don't even know what we want. Why do we live like that? God certainly never called us to. You know, I believe that the life God has for us is bigger and more amazing than any of us realize. That's why I want you to check out The Christy Wright Show. Every week, we will fire you up to break through what's holding you back and inspire you to create a life you love and are proud of. Each episode will help you build confidence in yourself and the God that created you.
Subscribe to The Christy Wright Show wherever you listen to podcasts.